USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Kentucky grand jury has indicted one officer, Brett Hankinson, on three counts of wanton endangerment in the death of Breonna Taylor. No other indictments have been announced. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron saying,
according to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves. This justification bars us from pursuing criminal charges in Miss Breonna Taylor's death.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Charlotte, North Carolina, saying President Trump acted too slowly regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
He knew exactly how bad the pandemic was back in February. He didn't say a thing. And if he had spoken, 37,000 more people would be alive today.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard to too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true.
Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hearings galore on Capitol Hill. Aside from a hearing on COVID going on in the Senate, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing to which House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is praising the Fed Chairman for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Powell telling the committee there are signs that the economy is improving.
Many economic indicators show marked improvement. Household spending looks to have recovered about three-quarters of its earlier decline, likely owing in part to federal stimulus payments and expanded unemployment benefits.
A self-described anarchist in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, pled guilty to destroying a police car during the George Floyd protests. The man admitting to his criminal acts and expressing remorse, he was charged with a federal offense and indicted by a grand jury. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being honored in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from our nation's capital.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor.
Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is helping Floridians with felony convictions vote. He's paying off court fines for nearly 32,000 former inmates. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz believes Bloomberg is breaking the law.
In fact, I believe there may be a criminal investigation already underway of the Bloomberg-connected activities in Florida. Chapter 104.061 Florida statute says that it is a third-degree felony for someone to either directly or indirectly provide something of value to impact whether or not someone votes. So the question is whether or not paying off someone's fines and legal obligations counts as something of value, and it clearly does.
A fourth-grade student in Massachusetts is getting a COVID-19 test after the school nurse sent him home for sneezing. The 9-year-old student said his teacher sent him to the nurse's office for COVID-19-related symptoms after sneezing twice. The school saying they're just following the protocols put in place by the district. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.